back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let's go to New York. New York, Donald Trump is sticking his nose into a congressional race there. Really, which congressional race? Well, John Katko, Congressman Katko. Congressman Katko is the guy, Congressman Katko is the guy that headed up the committee, at least the Republicans on the committee. These committees are 50-50. Their committee is roughly 50-50. In the House, we have a slight majority, so maybe there's an extra Democrat, but basically, they're really almost tied. But the committee that decided whether or not Trump should be impeached, Katko stood tall. Katko, Republican, said Trump should be impeached. And something like 10 Republicans in the House went along with it, including Liz Cheney. And now Trump is going after Katko. Trump just announced that he's recruiting a candidate. Now, this is upstate New York. This is not Manhattan. It's a Republican area. Katko is a conservative, but he's moderate. You can't be truly right wing in New York anywhere. Expect to get yourself elected. I think Katko will win. But Trump's doing this around the country. Doing it in Wyoming. Ginned up a candidate against Liz Cheney, and he uses thinly disguised language. We've got to take her out so she gets death threats. And spent $58,000 or so on security the first 3 months of this year. It's going to come out to a couple of hundreds of thousands a year. She has to pay out of her campaign account just for security. Katko's a different story. Katko's not Wyoming. Katko's New York. And in New York, they're not going to take kindly to that kind of stuff. So Trump eased off a little. He doesn't say Katko has to be taken out, but he's ginning up a candidate. Now, I think Katko is going to survive. He was terrific in the committee. Committee, bipartisan, unanimously said Trump should be impeached. And it went to a conviction vote in the Senate. And senators voting for the conviction to convict and throw him out, or said they would, were 7 or 8 of them, but not 10. Moscow Mitch stuck a spike in the poke. Poked a stick in the spikes, and he stopped it. But Katko, they think, is going to pay the price. And frankly, Katko, I think, in his district in New York, I think it's up around the Syracuse area, is going to simply say, I did the right thing, and I'm not going to have some guy from out of town come in here and push us around. And that's exactly what's happening, trying to push him around. But stand by. He's doing it in Georgia, too, Trump is. Endorsing a challenger to Raffensperger, the Secretary of State. And, you know, the funny thing is that Secretary of State Raffensperger is really no good either. He did one good thing. He did stand tall and say, I am going to certify the vote because Biden won it. That's what the Secretary of State does. As a result, the Georgia gerrymandered illegitimate Republican legislature took away the power to do all these certifications and basically assigns it to the gerrymandered legislature and whoever they appoint to do it. Also took away power from county election commissions. That's the Stalin thing. Doesn't matter who you vote for. It matters who counts the votes. What's going to happen is the VOSs, the gerrymandered illegitimate Republicans in these states, are going to, quote, count the votes. They can delegate it to Cyber Ninja. They've endorsed Cyber Ninja in Arizona. Their delegations from Pennsylvania went down there. Delegations from Michigan went down there. Delegations from other states to copy the systems of Cyber Ninja. Cyber Ninja has no systems. It's a QAnon operation. It's a QAnon operation. The guy that's doing it in Georgia advertised on Craigslist, just one guy. They're going to turn over the ballots to him, just one guy. Says, hey, does anybody know how to count ballots? On Craigslist. They've already been counted 3 times in Georgia. Fortunately, there's a development in Georgia. The development in Georgia is that a judge is now considering whether to turn these ballots over to him. Oh, really? Oh, really? Where's Merrick Garland? Where's the federal government in this? Where are the federal lawsuits in each of these states? that points out that it is a crime. It is illegal to turn over presidential and any federal ballot or voting machine used in a federal election to anybody, anybody other than the authorities duly elected and appointed in that state. Anybody. Crickets. All I hear is crickets. And also, where are the lawsuits? There should be many lawsuits. There should be a lawsuit right now from the federal government, not just volunteers, that says it is unconstitutional to say you can't give a pregnant woman who faints in line on a hot day waiting to vote some water. That's cruel and unusual. It's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Where's the lawsuit from the federal government in Texas saying, no, you're not going to have the same number of drop boxes in Houston as you are in Antelope Horn, Texas, up in the panhandle, where there are three people. In Texas, there are millions of people. No, you're not going to have to do that. You're not going to do that. Phoenix, one time in an election a few years ago, was going to have one polling place for all of Phoenix, millions of people, one polling place. You know what the lines would have been like? Well, they would have been like what happened in Milwaukee in April of 2020 when they had five polling places instead of 183. Tell you what, in Madison that year, they had 120 instead of, I don't know, 140 or 50. They simply paid people more. Usually they pay like 120, 30 bucks. They paid 205, 210. They get him. They got a lot of 18-year-old high school kids who love to do it, love to do it. But we only had five voting places in Milwaukee in April of 2020. I was wrong. In Phoenix, they try to get away with one polling place. Federal government has to come in, has to say, here's what you're going to do. You're going to have adequate polling places. And you know something? You are going to have working voting machines. And here they are. We get certified by the federal government because mysteriously they break down an African-American student in low-income areas all the time. They break down. They break down. What we really need is restoring the original Voting Rights Act, which says that any changes have to be approved by the Justice Department. That was confined to the southern states. It should be expanded to all 50 states. Alabama and New York, California and Mississippi. You want to change anything on a federal election, you need the approval of the Justice Department. It's about time the federal government took control of federal elections. It's very much about time. In fact, it's past time, way past time. When we break, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.